This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a while since there's been news of healthcare policy, Obamacare specifically, the Affordable Care Act, but there was some this week. For the first time since the ACA became law, which is 8.5 years ago now, premiums are going down for most policies sold in the federally run exchanges, 1.5% for next year. And on top of that, there are insurance companies that are going back to do business on those exchanges only a couple of years after insurance companies had been leaving. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains what's going on.
Premiums are going down a little next year because they went up an absolutely insane amount this year.
These plans whose premiums are going down by 1.5% on average in 2019 went up by 36.9% on average in 2018.
Larry Levitt is Senior Vice President at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
You know, these premium decreases are really about returning excess profits.
Insurers raised premiums so much a year ago because they were very freaked out.
There was a lot going on back then. There was a repeal and replace debate. President Trump was out there talking about the law collapsing.
Congress and the president ended certain subsidies for low-income Americans. So to prepare for that and for just chaos generally, insurers raised rates a ton. And then things turned out to be not as terrible as insurance companies thought. For starters, Republicans failed to fully repeal Obamacare.
Many insurers may feel like they've weathered the storm a little bit.
Sabrina Corlett is a research professor at Georgetown University. She says Congress is probably not going to try to destroy Obamacare again. Secondly, as some federal subsidies ended, other federal assistance programs kicked in. Corlett says most people didn't appreciate that would happen.
So what we saw is that enrollment actually stayed remarkably stable this year.
In fact, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, insurance company profits are higher than they were before Obamacare. Some insurers are returning to markets they'd abandoned. But Corlett points out, yes, insurance premiums will fall by 1.5% next year, but they're still 30+% more than they were last year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.